From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Could PG&E be in for a state-led overhaul in corporate governance, management, and structure? State utility regulators are taking a long, hard look, and some lawmakers are taking that as a welcome change. The Eureka Times-Standard reports the Public Utility Commission announcement comes in the wake of last month's Camp Fire, which was the most destructive blaze in state history. It left 86 people dead and destroyed the town of Paradise. One possible cause is wind damage to a PG&E transmission tower that may or may not have been poorly maintained. The Fortuna Police Department is announcing that the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has released a free online version of its training for alcoholic beverage servers on its website, abc.ca.gov/programs. The ABC's Licensee Education on Alcohol and Drugs program helps prevent DUIs by providing alcoholic beverage industry with practical information on serving alcoholic beverages safely, responsibly, and legally, with an emphasis on preventing sales to minors, sales to obviously intoxicated persons, and illicit drug activity at licensed establishments. Earlier in the year, the California legislature passed the Responsible Beverage Server Training Program Act. Well, from alcohol to marijuana, some extra time for cannabis growers with interim permits to come into full compliance with the law. Humboldt County says it will extend those permits beyond the 31st of this month as long as the holder is actively engaged in gaining a full license. One man is in custody, accused of threatening to kill police, but another suspect remains at large. It all comes in the wake of a violent home robbery reported recently. A man called 911 to report he and his daughter had been robbed at gunpoint at his residence on Sesame Loop Road in the Island Mountain area of southern Humboldt County. The victim stating he and his daughter were confronted at gunpoint by two young Hispanic men in their early 20s who knocked on the front door. The men duct taped the victims and forced the man to open two safes in the house and garage. The man and his daughter were both beaten with firearms and then placed in a closet and were barricaded by the suspects to prevent them from escaping. The man was eventually able to get he and his daughter free, and he called 911. The man then discovered his 2016 GMC Denali had been stolen by the crooks. The sheriff's office found it south of Laytonville on US 101, and OnStar disabled the vehicle. The suspect inside, Franklin Molina, refused to comply with orders to exit the vehicle. A standoff ensued with the sheriff's office SWAT team. Eventually, he was taken into custody. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.